Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My next guest I've had on the show more than once, and normally when I have her on the show, I find her to be delightful, which she still is delightful. Last time I spoke with her was at SHOT Show, and she and Keita Bussey came and sat at my booth with the straightest posture you've ever seen in your life. It was impossibly good. And I met her husband. Her husband's name is Mike. He was a police officer at the Overland Park, Kansas Police Department. And that's as far as we're going to take it right now because things changed since SHOT Show. They changed on May the 3rd. So joining me now is Corinne Mosher. Good evening, young lady.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And, you know, I think you correct me if I'm wrong. I think the entire gun world is in debt to Mike because you were a music teacher or a musician. What were you before you got into the gun world?
I was a musician. I went to a conservatory of music for violin performance, and I stayed to pursue music more generally. And then I had my own private music studio from our apartment. For many years, I sent kids from elementary school up through high school and off to college, and I really, really enjoyed that. So that's what I did. And then about 2011, Mike prompted me to take a concealed carry class, which I really didn't have any interest in doing. But to make him happy, I did it
right. And
kind of got bit by the training bug and decided that this was serious business. I was either going to be all the way in or all the way out because the middle is a dangerous place to be. So I went all in and was very quickly recruited by a local indoor shooting range, Center Fire Shooting Sports in Olathe, Kansas, to be one of their female instructors and to teach basic pistol courses. Over the next few years, I worked my way up to teaching pretty much all of the courses that we offered, including defensive rifle, pistol, shotgun, vehicle tactics, and began competitive shooting in 2014 to kind of further my own skill development. It's a lot of fun to do, and it also allows me to travel and do things with people in places that most people don't get to do in their lifetime. So that is a direct result of...
When was it you were in Barnwell?
Barnwell was last year for my first tactical games.
Yeah.
Which is no joke.
The tactical games are no joke. Were you running with your Tavor?
I was with the Tavor X95. I was using the 5.56 platform, which was the perfect choice for that style of games, in my opinion, running with the sling all the time, crawling through sand, crawling through pipes in a, you know, demobilized nuclear facility. I mean, it was absolutely Call of Duty in real life and highly physical. So having that regular length barrel, but yeah, it's totally glamorous. Well, I wouldn't say glamorous because you've seen pictures and videos where all sweat and gross, but it was a lot of fun and totally fulfilling and worth it.
So Corinne does stuff with STI. She does stuff with IWI. She is trained in various places with various people, and I take pleasure in knowing her simply because she is an operator. And you know, I was an operator before she was born, but it's nice to know a few still today. So Corinne is one of them. But for you, May 3rd changed everything, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So on May 3rd, my husband Michael was on his way to work and was involved in a traffic incident and was pretty immediately fired upon, returned fire, and was killed in the shootout. He was able to neutralize the threat in such a fashion that it was impossible for this individual to create further harm. Very proud of Mike and his actions. Obviously, as a police officer's wife, you understand that this could happen to you, to your family, to your officer. But as much as it is a cliche to say you never actually think it will happen to you, as much as you prepare, however, it did happen. And that knock on the door did come, and three fine police officers did take me to meet him. Unfortunately, he had already expired, but not for a lack of valiant efforts on the part of the first responders and his fellow police officers at the scene. They did everything they could, and this, so I saw the operating room where they worked on him, and it was obvious that the nurses and doctors had done everything they could as well. So, you know, we couldn't keep him, but he went out as an absolute hero, and I couldn't be more proud of him, the way that he lived his life and what he did in his final moments.
He was not on duty when he decided. He witnessed a hit and run, and he was not on duty yet. He didn't have to do that, but he did it.
There was a car that had been involved in a hit and run, and when Mike got behind the car in his personal vehicle, yet Mike was completely dressed out for work, he did activate himself. He got on the radio. And, in fact, this incident took place right next to the police station almost. If there wasn't a windy road, you'd basically be able to see the police station from where this incident occurred. And so Mike got on the radio, which he was already wearing because he left the house in his personal vehicle, but also dressed completely out for work, including gun and his vest. And, Mike was struck twice, and one round impacted his vest, and the other went high right chest. Right about where the strap to his vest would connect. He was unprotected there, and
right.
And he was fatally injured.
So, when I met Mike, on Radio Row. He and Corinne came over because I got a hold of Keita. Keita was my procurer that week, Corinne. She was the one bringing everybody to the booth. It was a good time.
Well, you don't say no to Keita, so.
No, I guess not. But when Mike came over, he shook my hand, and then he stood back, and he let Corinne take the spotlight, although Corinne had to wait because Keita brought Max Martini, which you got to sit in on that one, too. So I don't know if – are you a Max Martini fan? Were you, like, sitting there going, oh, it's Max Martini?
I definitely recognized his face.
Yeah.
And it was nice to sit and listen to hear him talk about the causes that he was passionate about, military causes and veterans, and so I was very privileged to be able to sit and listen to that conversation.
And then we proceeded at that point to talk to Keita and Corinne, and I don't even remember what we talked about, but whatever we talked about, I know we had a pretty good time, and they made me look bad with their posture. It was great. I've got a picture of it. It was stupendous. It was stupendous.
Well, that's what happens when you're raised by two Marines.
There you go.
You've got to sit straight at attention, and, you know, that's what happens.
I like it. I like it a lot. Now, you're going to, we got about 45 seconds here, so just a quick yes or no question. You're going to continue doing what you do, right?
Shooting? I love
yeah.
it. And what I'm most passionate about what I do is being able to pass on the information that I've learned. So I enjoy teaching. Now, whether I continue to do that in private instruction, which I love to do, or in class group settings, yes to all of that. I have work yet to do with this.
I understand. When we get back, everybody should go to petitions.whitehouse.gov. And you're looking for something called Pass a Resolution asking all Americans to display a blue light during police week. That's a petition that Corinne has started. Worthy of our recognition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Corinne Mosher. Tell me about what Police Week is. What is Police Week?
Well, Police Week is a week in May where we memorialize all of our fallen officers for the year, and it's usually accompanied by events in Washington, D.C., which unfortunately were not able to happen this year because of COVID. And Police Week is very significant to me, particularly not only because, you know, we're a law enforcement family, and Mike was always very conscious that we observed those types of those observances. But also this year was the week of his funeral services was the same week as Police Week. So he was killed on May 3rd, which was a Sunday. And we had some very unique challenges to rise to in order to give him the type of funeral and visitation that he deserved as the hero, the way that he lived, which I'd love to talk a lot about the way that he lived and why.
I had heard that he was he like an award-winning police officer? Did he win some award on
Michael,
that?
Michael was award-winning. He had received Officer of the Year last year because of his participation in taking down an active shooter. It was absolutely he was a hero. He was a hero in that sense, but he was also a hero in the community because Michael cared about his officers. He was the president of the Fraternal Order of Police in Overland Park Lodge 21. He became the president because he wanted to take care of his police officers, make sure that they had resources when officers struggled with health problems or their families did. They could always come to the FOP and receive assistance. Michael also began the Overland Park Police Officers Foundation, which was their charitable arm of the FOP. Mike loved to serve in the community. That's why he wanted to be a police officer, but he took it so much farther than that. Not only was he one of the cops that would do kindnesses throughout the community, checking on certain individuals that he knew were struggling, stopping to play basketball in the street with kids, but he was heavily involved in charities such as Special Olympics and spearheading projects like Shop with a Cop and Operation Rudolph. This was his baby. This is what he loved to do. He loved to be in the community. At one point, he was a school resource officer, and being able to reach those kids and give them positive interactions with law enforcement that will stick with them throughout their entire lives. He wanted to make a positive, lasting difference in his community, and that is why we wanted to honor him and make sure that he stayed in our community for forever, but not just in our community, but nationwide. And that is where the Blue Light Vigil and this petition that we have, which I shared you the link, and perhaps you can share it with your audience as well, but what we want to do. And this is going back to the challenges that we faced through COVID. How do we honor Mike? How do we get a visitation? How do we get the funeral services where everybody can attend? And how do we get a candlelight vigil or some way that the community can come together and mourn and grieve and talk about Mike? And here's what we came up with. And before I tell you what we did, I'm going to have to go back and tell you a story if we have time.
We have 3.5 minutes. But we have two more segments beside that, Corinne. Yep. I mean, you know.
So
three more minutes here, though.
Let me explain the blue light then, the blue light vigil. On Sunday night, I left the hospital after saying goodbye to Mike around 11:30 p.m., and I came home and I had asked to be alone for a few hours to process and to grieve. And about 4 a.m. in the morning, I was ready to walk across the street to join my daughter at Grandma's house and try to get some sleep. And I passed a neighbor's window, and there was a blue light in the window. And it took me a second to kind of recognize why that was there and what the significance was, and it was absolutely not there before. I knew in that moment that my neighbor, just to show me that she cared, they were thinking about us, and they were coming together with us in mourning, had placed a simple blue light in the window for me to see. And at 4 a.m. in the morning, I saw it for 8 hours after my husband had died. And that touched me, and it taught me that a simple gesture makes all the difference in the world. And so when we sat down and we were like, how are we going to bring the community together? I thought of the blue light, and I said, why don't we put out the word and call everybody to put a blue light in their homes and in their places of work throughout the week of Mike's services, Sunday to Sunday, which also so happens to be Police Week. So it's not just about Mike in our community. It's about remembering all of our fallen officers. And it's a way in a COVID season where we can still come together and do something that unifies us. And it's a good thing. And, you know, right now that's what people want. They want to come together, and we love our law enforcement. And I believe that, I believed when we had that meeting initially that this could go nationwide, and that's what we're doing, and we need your help doing it.
Well, I mean, one thing that I noticed here, I don't know what the distance is between Overland, Kansas, and Greenville, South Carolina, and they carried an interview with you and your daughter on television down here. And I know that the send-off that Mike got was epic. I mean, obviously, the respect and everything for him as a police officer and as man, a father, a husband, all that, son, perhaps, I don't know if his parents are still around.
They are, yeah.
Was gigantic. So, yeah, I could see you taking this nationwide, Corinne. I mean, your force of will has already taken you. You've already reinvented yourself, which is very hard to do. I had to do it too. I didn't go from the violin to the IWI tabor, but you know, I know how hard it is to reinvent yourself. So I don't doubt that you can make this happen. Now, the website that she's talking about is petitions.whitehouse.gov. And there's
absolutely
a petition that needs 99,798 signatures by June the 19th to get a response. This is pass a resolution asking all Americans to display a blue light during Police Week. So we're talking about next year and from then on.
We're talking about forever. We're talking about a new American tradition.
Yeah. Well, I mean, police officers, I mean, you know, the difference between, well, I'll have to put that out there when we get back. I don't have time to do that. The website to go to, petitions.whitehouse.gov. Look for pass a resolution asking all Americans to display a blue light during Police Week. You know.
And when you sign, make sure that you go check your email and confirm your signature. That's one problem that we've run into is so many people have been signing but not completing the signature by going into their email, opening up the email that they received from that website and confirming their signature. So that's the full process. That's what we're asking everybody to do. We want to get 100,000 signatures, which we absolutely can do. Make this nationwide. And make it a new American tradition to honor our law enforcement officers, not just Mike. It is bigger than Mike, and that was Mike's power.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump delivering remarks at the White House this Tuesday afternoon. The president talking about what he's doing to help lower the cost of insulin for seniors.
My administration acted decisively. We slashed Obamacare's crippling requirements and opened up competition like they've never seen before. They've never seen competition like this. Between transparency and all of the other things we're doing, nobody's ever had a competitive situation created like we've done it, and the prices you will see very soon, they're going to come tumbling down.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is predicting the end of a coronavirus-related unemployment insurance program.
I frankly do not believe the $600 plus up will survive the next round of talks, but I think we'll have substitutes to deal with that issue.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Things have settled down in the Windy City after a surge in violence over the holiday weekend. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chicago's police superintendent David Brown says 49 people were shot and at least 10 people were killed.
The violence throughout the city on Memorial Day weekend was nothing short of alarming.
Brown adding that there were more than 200 guns recovered over the three-day weekend as well. Chief of Operations Fred Waller also addressed large gatherings that he said took place despite the stay-at-home order being in place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Things are continuing to heat up across the Southwest this week, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento all the way to Phoenix. Heat advisories are in effect as the above-average temperatures creep above 110 degrees in some areas. That heat is expected to move east towards the end of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Coming to you live. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Sometimes you push the button prematurely. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Corinne Mosher about her husband, Mike, who gave his life in the line of duty May the 3rd, and what she's trying to do to commemorate him. And I would imagine he would appreciate this because you're doing things that he would have done given the chance, aren't you?
You know, that's a big goal of mine is Mike was larger than life when it came to his caring and his service to the community. And that's not going to stop. Not only through this tragedy are we going to draw attention, national attention, hopefully, closer to memorializing our officers and not only them, but the heroes that are still serving us on the ground. But we want to draw attention to the good works that Mike was performing during his life in the community. Looking out for each other, donating time to charitable organizations, especially the ones that he loved that were near and dear to his heart, like Special Olympics of Kansas, a few years ago, Mike came to me and said, Corinne, do you think that if we organized a three-gun shoot, which is, of course, one of the disciplines of competition shooting that I do is three-gun with rifle, pistol, and shotgun, and it's fast-paced, it's a lot of fun. He said, do you think your three-gun friends would come to a match if we put on a match to benefit Special Olympics? We'll call it Shoot for the Gold. And would anybody come? And I was like, yeah, I think people would come. Not 100% sure, but let's try it. So we tried it, and that was several years ago. And every year, we grew. We doubled in size, the amount of participants, and we raised tens of thousands of dollars for Special Olympics, and that was because of Mike. That was because he looked around. He was good at identifying what people's strengths and talents were and how they could be used to better the community around us. And he inspired people, and he inspired me to stop being so self-centered. You know, I can really get into what I'm doing with my life and what my needs are. And Mike was and is the most selfless person I've ever met. It was, what can he do? He really would drop everything and help anybody at the drop of a hat. And it's not just me saying that. You know, listening to the stories of his fellow police officers and people in the community that have reached out to us that I had never met before, but that Mike had touched their lives in some way, they've been sharing their stories with me, and it's as if I'm getting to know Mike all over again. He was truly exceptional, and that is why it's so easy to get fired up about, you know, continuing his legacy in our communities of charity. And not only that, but bringing more attention nationally to National Police Week, which just so happens that coincides with the week of his services. So it's like somehow, not only with his life, but with his death, he helped draw attention to people around him that needed, that need things, you know. So our law enforcement community that needs to know that they are honored, that they are loved, because at least where I live, and I know that there are many, many pockets like this around the United States, we really do, as Americans, we support law enforcement. And this is just a way, with signing this petition, to get a resolution in front of the president, that we want all Americans, if they are willing to participate, to shine a blue light for 7 days during Police Week and for the blue light vigil. Mike, it would start with Mike's death, but it would just grow so that it's something that we all participate and, you know, showing support to law enforcement and showing support to our communities. You know, that's not a bad legacy to leave.
No, no, it isn't. But I mean, the thing about being a police officer, and I told Corinne this earlier, when I got out of the military, I thought about being a police officer, but I would have been a very aggressive police officer because you're always on. You have to be always on. And it's a little different than being in the military, because if you're in the military, unless you're in like a Pearl Harbor incident, most of the time you know that something's building up and you have time to train up to that goal. And then when you go into combat, you're sort of unleashed, where a police officer has a bunch of I's to dot and a bunch of T's to cross. And to be a police officer and to be both, you know, a capable police officer, like taking down an active shooter, and at the same time, same guy, you know, can pull out of the cruiser and shoot some hoops with some kids, that's a breed apart. That's a breed apart from me. I don't know that I could do that. I mean, honestly. I look at that and I knew that he was proud to let you take center stage and everything from just that. What was it? I mean, was it 20 minutes that you guys sat there? Well, maybe a little longer because Max showed up and then you had to sit next to him. I knew you hated that. So, anyway.
It takes a special breed. It takes a special breed of person to be in law enforcement nowadays. Always, but especially nowadays. You're right. There has to be this perfect mixture of compassion and the ability to use violence. But it's always out of love. It's always in defense of good. And, you know, Mike had that in him. He was born with it. And, you know, he set a wonderful example for his fellow police officers. He was a field training officer. You know, I think the trainees under his care were in really good hands. You know, Mike was exceptional because he took his own training to another level. He was highly trained. He was constantly putting in for new schools and training to take, and he practiced on the range. He and I would practice together. He would let me win if we had a competition. because he was very kind. But he took his work seriously because he knew, and not just from the previous shootout that he had been in, but he knew that, like you said, at any moment there could be an ambush. Any moment he could be in an active war zone on the streets of the town that he lived, and complacency kills. So he was ready to be on all the time, and his actions in that moment reflected his level of training and preparedness in a way that we should all be in awe of. And if you don't know his full story, I would invite you to look up the news stations, look up the news stories, because Mike was a hero, and he did what most of us could not do.
Coming up on the next break, just out of curiosity, how bad is COVID there for you?
You know, COVID who? I've got other things on my mind.
I understand. But that it still has to be a little bit of a concern for you just because of being able to move about. Although you're not even in Kansas right now, are you?
I'm not, but, we can absolutely talk about COVID and how that affected the week of his services.
Let's do that.
Came together. Let's talk about that.
For those of you listening to this, I'm posting this on social media. I just went and signed the petition. It takes literally 60 seconds to sign it. Hit the link saying sign this petition now. Get the email link. Click confirm. And altogether, you're going to, this is a very well spent 2 minutes of your lives. So, I'm going to post that here. It's going to be in the show notes if you're listening on the podcast. We'll give out the website one more time in the next break. And these are the guys we call when people need it. I mean, there's more people that need to call police than there are people like Corinne or myself to carry a gun everywhere we go. So, and in the end, we call them anyway. So, but Mike was a... From the very little I knew of him, he was a very quiet man. I just didn't know the depth of what he was as a police officer. I do now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Corinne Mosher one more time. We'll be saying this again. Petitions.whitehouse.gov. It will take you 120 seconds to sign it and confirm it. I think with my signature, there's 203 now. And so all we have is the rest of the 100,000 that we need to get between now and June the 20th, which is quite attainable. I'm going to reach out to everybody in my little social media network, and I'm going to be passing it around. And everybody that's listening to this, that's going to listen to this later, you should be taking the time to go to it as well.
Absolutely. And we know that there are more people who have signed but have forgotten they need to go into their email and confirm their signature to actually get their signature submitted. But definitely have everybody do that. Before the break, you had asked me about COVID, and I kind of made a little joke making light of it just because of all the stuff on my mind. But in fact, the COVID issue was one of the biggest stressors in Mike's life. He was, in the end, there the last 2 months. His number one concern was keeping his officers safe and what would happen if they got infected. He was losing so much sleep. Bill, towards the end, he was sleeping maybe 3 hours a night for an entire month, and that's maybe. And his, you know, he was fighting, to get his officers hazard pay. He was writing to the city council. He was talking to the city manager, and it was the biggest battle that he had fought so far was how is he going to keep his officers safe? And how were they going to be taken care of if they had an exposure? And I got to tell you, okay, he was killed on May 3rd. On May 2nd, which was a Saturday, he had an exposure to COVID on his uniform. And he called in the middle of the night, and his dad had to come and bring him a new uniform. So the next day, on Sunday, May 3rd, when he left the house, in his hand he had a new uniform just in case he got another exposure. Now think about the how profound that is.
Right.
He brought a new uniform with him to bring to work, an energy drink, and a handful of Mother's Day cards to send off on his way to work, which he did. That was the last thing that he did, was he dropped those Mother's Day cards in the mail. And he sent me a picture of himself doing it to prove to me that he did. And that was at 5:48 p.m. on Sunday, May 3rd. My text to him at 5:49 was never opened. So this man, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and I don't mean to make you mad or anything, but you were exposed to COVID when you came and sat down at my desk at SHOT Show.
Everybody was exposed to COVID at SHOT Show.
I got it. I got it full blown.
Did you really? Did you really?
I did. I was not one of the asymptomatic ones.
Mm.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a blast. But I mean, I wish I would have known that he was worried about that, because it is. If I could live through it, you know, healthy people can live through it all day long.
You never know. But Bill, here's the thing, though. Okay, it's not just about you or I. It's not just about the healthy people.
Right.
You know, these officers have pregnant spouses at home.
That's right.
They care for their elderly parents, and they have young children at home.
Yeah.
And yet these officers are not provided the same, you know, protective gear that, say, our wonderful healthcare workers are. And so this issue weighed on him so, so heavily it made him sick. And, you know, I've been on the last break. I was actually scrolling through some of our city news. And, you know, I want to read you something real quick.
Okay? Sure.
Just a paragraph that Mike wrote to the city council to kind of express his concerns for his officers. And here we go. His members, as in the FOP members, must go out into the public. We must break all social distancing rules. We must interact with those who are sick. We gladly do it because we all love the city and take our oaths to protect, serve, and do no harm seriously, wrote Mike Mosier, president of the Fraternal Order of Police. However, we are scared. We are scared of an invisible enemy that we can't fight. It infects us and then much later rears its ugly head and infects our families. Many of our family members are of high risk, and it would seriously be a detriment to their health to contract this virus. So this is where his mindset was, and this is what his last battle was. And so when we went into how do we plan the services, well, we can't have people coming in from out of town. If they do, they'll have to be quarantined when they get home. You know, we can't have a gathering that exceeds the 10% occupancy rules. So what kind of funeral services can we hold? You know, we're going to have to social distance. We're going to have to wear masks. So you know what? Hell yeah. We'll do all of that because we wanted to give Mike the services that he deserved, but not go against his final wishes or his final concern, which was the safety of his officers. And so we did it all. And God bless the city of Overland Park and the police department, because they made it possible. We found a venue where we could fit 500 people in there, and that would fit the occupancy restriction. We social distanced the chairs, and I don't know, Bill, if you've seen any of the pictures from our services, but these chairs, empty chairs, lined out, spaced 6 feet apart, really looked like Arlington, reminded me of Arlington, all these officers spread out like that. Everybody had a mask that was black with a thin blue line through it, because we had companies in Kansas City that sewing companies donate their time and materials to make sure that all of our officers were protected that wanted to come to this service. They donated these masks, and the images are absolutely stunning, which I've shared on my Facebook page, Corinne Mosier, on my Instagram page, corinnemosier.shieldmaiden. You can also find links to sign the petition for the Blue Light Vigil for Police Week. Go there, sign the petition, please confirm your signature in your email. But these challenges that we rose to face actually ended up making this one man's funeral, okay, something that resonates with the entire nation. And once again, that's Mike. He inspires. So we want to continue on with this mission of inspiring people to reach out in their communities and share their time and talent to lift each other up and to support our law enforcement with more than just words, but with actions. And you know what? That smallest of actions, putting out a blue light during Police Week, I know, because it happened to me, that that one light could make all the difference to somebody who's grieving or thinking about an officer that they've lost in their community.
I understand. When all this happened, I started texting Corinne and saying, you know, I'm rubbish at comforting people, and I don't know really how to do it. And the only thing I hope for you, and we haven't mentioned your daughter by name. Let's mention her by name, because she's a trooper too. She has turned into, you both have poise beyond the pale. So, what was her name? What is her name?
Tyler. So my daughter is named Tyler, and she turned 13 on the 19th of this month. Mike turned 37 on the 1st of this month, and Tyler is absolutely an exceptional young woman. I wish
yes,
I could take
is.
more credit than I should for who she's turning into. But you know what? She's all Mike. She's mostly Mike, but she's exceptional. You know, she spoke at her father's funeral and just absolutely she touched all of us. You know, you don't usually clap for people who give talks at funerals. She got a standing ovation because, you know, the way that she talked about her father and his life and his mission and she said that he always made everyone feel worthy that he came into contact with. And it's absolutely true. And she also shared his humor. He was hilarious. He loved family more than anything. He looked at the problems, you know, air quotes, problems that we had in our lives, and he would look to me and he'd say, this is not a problem. You know, other people have real problems. We have no real problems. And he was funny. He was terrified of spiders. He loved country music. He loved to hang out with Tyler and play games and tell jokes. And he treated home like it was a haven. And he protected it. He protected us. He protected his home.
Before we run out of time, you will be back, and we got more talking about this to do, because there's details that we can't talk about yet because they haven't been settled.
Correct.
You and your daughter and your husband are in my prayers. So you just drive on, because I believe that's what he would have liked for you to do.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for joining
me
this evening. Yes, ma'am. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.